Welcome to a top five edition of the Daytime Confidential podcast, brought to you by DaytimeConfidential.com. On today's show, we're counting down our top five soap stars turned primetime stars. We hope you enjoy, so stay tuned. Welcome.
Hello.
Mel, welcome.
Hey.
Reagan, welcome.
Hi.
And Jamie, welcome.
Hey.
Because it's a holiday week, we're doing a top five episode. So, Reagan, why don't we have you go first?
Okay, well, I have a tie for my number five because Luke was going frantically over IM listing like every person's name possible that went from soaps to prime time, and then I kept going, damn it, I'm changing my list now. Stop, you're making me change my list. So I have Antonio Sabato Jr. and Sarah Michelle Gellar. Antonio Sabato Jr. because I love Jagger. I loved watching that whole high school stuff going on in General Hospital at the time because I was like living it at the time, so I just loved Antonio Sabato Jr. on GH. And then when he popped up on Melrose Place as that abusive asshole, oh, I just loved it too. And he was great. So
that sort of fits into Jamie's theories about General Hospital and the female audiences liking the mean male characters.
Oh yeah, they do. Melrose Place became like the plethora of like former soap stars. So it was great when he popped up on there. Tie with Antonio, though, is Sarah Michelle Gellar. I loved her as Kendall on All My Children. I loved how much, at the time, Kendall and Erica hated each other. But I was a huge Buffy fan. So those are my number fives.
Jillian?
My number five is Amber Tamblyn from General Hospital. Yeah, that's all I got to say about her. Next.
Oh, come on.
Why? What do you want me to say?
Did you watch her show on CBS when she was in it?
Yeah, I watched it. Yeah, I'm just messing with y'all. She kicked ass in that show. She's a great actress. She's great. You know, I was a little salty with Amber when she was like right after she left GH, she just threw them under the bus and was like, it was the worst 7 years ever. And I'm just like, ain't this something? Ain't that's how they all do.
Jamie?
Go, Sean.
My number five is Mr. Shamar Moore. Not to be confused with Darius McCrary. who surprisingly has gone from primetime to daytime.
But don't they look alike? I mean, you get them all mixed up. They all look alike, don't they?
Like twins, but Shamar Moore came onto The Young and the Restless in the 90s. Before that, I think all he had done is those underwear ads, those modeling, you know, the little underwear modeling catalog. And, you know, it showed for quite a few years. He was only there to be the eye candy, but he really grew as an actor, dabbled in the movies a little bit. You know, he had a little bit of success. Diary of a Mad Black Woman, a couple of other, you know, black movies that were
mildly
popular. The Brothers, yeah, but, you know, he really found his niche in primetime on Criminal Minds, to where he, you know, there was always that he basically, Criminal Minds has helped him break out of the Vanessa Marcel yo-yo factor, which is, you know, a little bit of success, but not enough to get past ever having to come back. A little bit of success, got to come back and do a stint. Criminal Minds basically made it to where he could tell Y&R deuces.
Well, he did say that he wanted to come back, but Lynn Marie was like, no, thank you.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I'm sure he would like to come back. You know, that's always, you say that, you're smart enough to tell your fans that, but I doubt he's sitting there holding his breath thinking, damn, oh, Darius got my role.
Oh, no, now he probably laughing like I am when I heard that.
Because he's on hit series. Oh, yeah.
And the series is getting a spinoff. Coming in at number five for me is David Hasselhoff. I picked my list for stars whose primetime shows I loved, who were soap stars. David Hasselhoff, Knight Rider, loved it as a kid. Between it and Dukes of Hazzard, those were my two shows growing up. Both of them had great cars. and then there's Baywatch, which was also a great show to watch. I mean, it was totally a guilty pleasure, cheesetastic series, but it was fun to watch. Mel, who do you have at number five?
My number five, I have Nathan Fillion, Joey from One Life to Live. I did not realize when I was a child watching Two Guys, a Girl on the Pizza Place that that was him, and that used to be my show back in the gap.
I love that series.
I know, right? So, and then, of course, now he has Castle, which is amazing, and everybody should watch it, but he's a good actor, and I'm pretty sure he still says that he was on One Life to Live and gives it up, so good for him.
Reagan, number four.
Number four is another Melrose Place, like I said, plethora of former soap stars, but it's a guy who I loved. He and his on-screen love interest, who later became his wife, were my liaison back in the day, and that's Frisco Jones, Jack Wagner. I loved Frisco and Felicia. Loved them. So
he's back on daytime!
I know, and he came back to daytime.
The man who came back. Mm.
Peter and Amanda were great on Melrose Place.
In front of my movie.
Oh, God.
How dare you!
Hey, Jack Wagner was a singer. He was everything. I was even looking for the All I Need clip today.
All I need.
Shut it's up, Reagan.
Time.
I just want to break out my lighter right now.
Oh,
Jillian,
you finish Reagan or no?
No, that I really do. I need to
My number four is a tie. It's Eva Longoria Parker and John Stamos. I guess Y&R must be holding out hope that she coming back, but she's like, deuces, homies, like, kick rocks. And John Stamos...
No,
yeah.
They only hire untalented primetime stars.
I did not say that.
You know, you have to make a good point, Jake.
I have to clarify. Michael Muni is talented. But
there you go.
The L word stands for lame in this case. Sorry, go ahead, Jillian.
Lousy in my, you know. Eva Longoria ain't coming back. I don't know why. It's like they holding out hope. They've been playing holding out for a hero. Uh-uh. She said, no, I'm good. And John Stamos is Blackie Parrish. GH should call him up because I don't know what he's doing. I think he's on Broadway. That's all I know.
He was on
Broadway.
B-listers the other night.
Is he really?
Yeah, he was on Dancing with the D-listers with the Beach Boys. Playing the drums. Just the randomness of primetime.
You know, so he should jump back. I mean, maybe they should tap into that. Who knows? I don't know.
He was good on ER the last couple of seasons. He had a good run.
Well, and then there's Full House.
Oppo on Brothers and Sisters.
Ooh, good idea.
That's me.
That's a good idea. Jamie, who do you have at number four?
My number four is Eva Longoria, Miss Sassy Caliente of Wisteria Lane. Yes, she was not only Isabella, she was also the Brenda Bot, one of the Brenda Bots on GH that Jax thought was Brenda. You know, and I remember thinking of her as a poor man's Vanessa Marcel, but now I guess I would
she
have to
told you.
Now Vanessa Marcel is a poor man's Eva Longoria.
I was going to say, Eva Longoria told me to tell you she's no poor man's anything.
She sucked on Y&R. I love me some Gabby on Desperate Housewives. It's one of these roles where, like Krista Allen from Days, that I've loved a lot of her primetime stuff. But I hated Eva Longoria, and not because of the on Y&R, not because the character was so hateable, but she just, it was a very one-note storyline. Well,
she was the psycho trying to kill Cricket, right?
Yes. It was basically two lame characters trying to kill each other. Well, no, Cricket wasn't trying to kill her. But now I look at that story and I'm thinking this was the benchmark of storytelling compared to all the lame-os on Y&R now as the villains. You know, but yeah, Eva was, you know, she definitely got on off of there and did it up. I mean, Gabby is my favorite housewife. She kills every week. So that's my number four, Eva Longoria.
Well, speaking of Desperate Housewives,
look, when these stars do that, I do not go with them. Judy Evans Luciano, Judy Parker, Judy Winfrey, No, I can't take it.
Yeah, because the other day she was just, yeah, before she married homie, she was Eva Longoria Christopher. And then she was Eva Longoria, yeah.
The thing is, whoever you start off with, that's who I still call Christina Milandro.
he still calls Lindsay Hartley what?
Lindsay Corbin.
Yeah.
I don't have time to be trying to figure out your new names.
Well, coming in at number four for me is a tie from Desperate Housewives, Terry Hatcher and Marcia Cross. Terry Hatcher is on my list for Desperate Housewives, but also for Lois and Clark, The Adventures of Superman. Loved that series. Absolutely loved that series. It was the first show I ever watched with her in it. And then,
Luke, I just have to ask you.
Uh-huh.
Have you seen? You ain't seen that dad one of these people on the daytime soap. They were you name it.
One person on my list I've seen on a soap. So Terry Hatcher.
You know your list need to be Rebecca Budding and Josh Duhamel. No, I'm
just Lois and Clark, The Adventures of Superman, and then Desperate Housewives. Marcia Cross.
What story did she play on?
Huh? She was on Capitol.
Look at her! Now you know good damn well you don't know that, but you had to Google that, didn't you? Capital. Hey, so I'm gonna search for tomorrow. And tonight. No, okay.
Marcia Cross, I never watched her on Melrose Place, but I've read about how infamous her character was there.
Shut up.
But that's what I'm saying. So I have no connection to that. But I love her on Desperate Housewives as Bree Van de Kamp. Some of my favorite scenes is when she pulls out that shotgun and shoots at people. I think at one point she took the lights out on a car. So,
no, she shot George was playing some song to her, and she was having a dinner party, and she was like, "Excuse me," and shot the shit out of them.
That's right. You gotta love a redhead with a rifle. Okay, Mel, number four.
My number four is Jensen Ackles, Eric Grady, Days of Our Lives. He's on Supernatural, which I used to watch religiously when it came on. I always thought he was so beautiful, and he's a great actor. So there you go.
Well, let me stop.
Reagan. Number three.
Actually, my number three is going to be a guy that I haven't seen on soaps either. I know he was on All My Children at one point, but I don't remember him. And he's on CBS soaps, which you all know I don't watch. But it's Daniel Cosgrove. And I liked him on 90210 as Matt, but I loved him on
Brandon Butt.
Yes, but listen, I liked him. I liked him, but listen, I loved him on Dirty Sexy Money as Idiotic Fiancé.
Oh, he was good on the
fiancé. He was good. He was really good out there.
I loved him.
I wanted to talk to his manager after he left that hot show and that hot role and then decided to go to Payback. Go ahead.
He said he need a check.
Reagan, do you have anything more to say about Daniel Cosgrove?
Nope, that's it.
Okay. Jillian.
I have a tie again. That is Shamar Dancio.
Why don't y'all just call it the best 12?
Look, I couldn't help it. You know, Mr. Man's the top five. Look, I only had an hour, okay? Thank you. Shamar, Mr. Dancio, Chisel, Physique, Moore, and Sarah Michelle Gellar. Shamar. I guess when he goes on that CBS lot, he is just busting out laughing at who is taking over his role, because I know I would. I can't help it.
I don't laugh. I cry every day.
I didn't say.
Well, no, I take that back. Not every day. Every 1st and 15th.
Okay. And then, you know, Sarah Michelle Gellar, she's just doing the thing. I wonder if, you know, some people wish she was back on there. I'm just saying, hypothetically, I don't want some of the Alyssa Minshew fans to come and try and take
me. Oh, I would dance naked in the streets of Gibraltar for her to come back. I don't care about an Alyssa Minshew fan. Look, but she won't come back.
She's got an HBO show in the works. She's not coming back.
I said, I wonder.
Ooh, that would set it off. I would say cancel everything on ABC if they brought Sarah back.
Ooh, are you serious? Oh,
that
my God.
Girl, you don't understand. You'll see later in my list.
Okay. So what if GH decided to finally, like, what if Vanessa Marcel finally stopped this? I'm here, I'm coming crap.
I'm gonna be real. I love Vanessa Marcel. I think that it's a more realistic option. Had if I ever would have thought, I would be that. I would be 10 times crazier at the thought of Sarah Michelle Gellar coming back as Kendall Hart. She killed. Yeah, she acts circles around Vanessa and just about everybody else on ABC daytime. Sarah Michelle don't play.
Yeah, she was good.
Jamie,
my number three is the only person on my list whom I didn't watch on their soap opera. And that is Judith Light. But I have logged in enough YouTube hours watching her that she was a filthy married prostitute on one night. And I loved her as my Angela Bauer on Who's Boss. Yeah. And I'm loving her on Ugly Betty. So, you know, won't get to love her too much longer. But, and 35,000 Lifetime TV movies. I've seen, you know, one Saturday I can watch her be a serial killer. I can watch her be saved from a serial killer. I can watch her sleep with danger. I can watch her fight danger. And, you know.
She also plays, she has a recurring role on Law and Order SVU as a judge. She's a badass judge. If I went up against her in a courtroom, I would just be like, I
have a confession to make that we'll talk about in our upcoming podcast that we're going to do. I've been watching that Law and Order stuff, and I'm starting to like some of it. Procedurals.
Don't you?
Kind of like procedurals. But yes, I've seen her on there, I have to
admit.
Jamie's
going to the dark side, Reagan.
What you mean dark side? Good.
Look at here. When microchips are in the brains of people, I'm so bothered. I'd just rather watch a nice little court case starring the guy from Oz and the pretty sexy woman from Balcony Crest. I don't know their names, but I know they're on one of those shows that I like.
Have you watched The Good Wife? Because that's pretty damn good, too.
Oh, The Good Wife is fantastic.
I need to get into that.
Me too.
Okay,
we are
in,
so like the people on The View. We just jump from top.
So who would we be on The View? Who would each of any of us be on The View?
Luke that is Sherry Shepard. Luke is Sherry Shepard. I know he'd rather be Hasselbeck, but he
Now listen, you quit harassing my Hasselbeck.
What? Okay.
Time for Joy. I guess.
Okay, so I guess Jamie, you're what? You're Joy, or you BW?
I always wanted to do a show with a bunch of hormonal bitches.
Okay, I guess Mel. Who would Mel be? Mel, are you?
Jamie, I'm more Joy. No, I'm more like Joy.
Okay, the Joy.
If Star Jones was still on, I'd say Star
Jones.
He's got a lethal eagle mind.
I want to be Meredith. I want to talk about how I don't wear no deodorant.
That's a hole that can never sit in my couch.
I'm serious. Meredith couldn't come over during the summertime. She's like, I don't like it.
I wonder how she. Well, that's probably why she went to the morning gig. It's everything. I mean, the date by 10 or 11 in the morning, it's too late in the morning, starting to get ripe, but it's still early enough.
Oh, Luke, you.
Okay.
It is a perfect segue because I know my number two is a morning show person. So go ahead, Luke. Get it back on track.
Coming in at number three for me is someone who was on soaps before I was born, but starred in a great 80s TV series, which I absolutely love, Tom Selleck and Magnum P.I. So he is my number three.
Jesus.
Mel, number three.
I like Magnum too, Luke. I can't leave you out there clouded.
Well, I like Magnum.
See,
Magnum
the thing is, I was trying to see if I could do like a degrees of separation between Magnum P.I. and one of my honorable mentions, Dixie Carter, because
now I'll give you 50 cents if you tell me what story he played on.
He was Jed Allen. Or Andrew, sorry.
You leave me! Jed Allen? What the fuck is this?
Oh,
wow. So,
I was trying to do a degrees of separation because Tom Selleck was on the episode with the Simon and Simon guys, and one of the Simon and Simon guys is married in real life to what's her name? All of a sudden,
Delta Burke.
Yes, there we go, Delta
Why
Burke.
Don't you not
and Delta that? Burke you is on Delta Burke. Designing women with Dixie Carter, and Dixie Carter is an honorable mention. Okay, number three, Mel.
Wow. My number three is Jillian's number three. I have a tie. Shamar Moore and Sarah Michelle Gellar. Shamar Moore, I watched him on Young and the Restless growing up. I always thought he was gorgeous, and now he is doing it up on Criminal Minds and did a couple other TV stuff and movies, and it's good to see people, you know, go from soaps but still try to give it back up to soaps. And Sarah Michelle Gellar is Buffy the Vampire Slayer. I'm sorry, I don't care what anybody says. She will always be Buffy. I call her Buffy before I call her Sarah. So
well, we call her Kendall. We call her Kendall.
I look up and like, look, Buffy on TV. But that is her day. But definitely one of soap's biggest stars turned TV stars. So there y'all go.
Reagan?
Number two for me is Marsha Cross. I like Desperate Housewives. I fell out of love with Desperate Housewives, I should say. I know, Jamie. I know. You love them. I can't stand them.
I'm not going to leave you out there by yourself. Yeah.
I just, you know, after like season two, I kind of fell out of love with the Housewives. But man, Kimberly Shaw was the best psycho in primetime.
Preach it.
And every show needs a good psycho, and Dr. Kimberly Shaw was Melrose Place's psycho. And
okay, I have a question for you, Jamie. Who's the baddest bitch, Stacey Hyduk or Marsha Cross in villainous roles?
Oh hell, I'm sorry. Don't even mention Stacey and that cat. I like Stacey, but Kimberly will blow your fucking building up.
Was that rhetorical? I'm saying.
I'm still afraid of Kimberly Shaw. When I watch this Housewives, I'm like, she finna turn into Kimberly. They better leave her.
The hair is going to come off and there's going to be this scar there.
You know, they should do that as a nod to Melrose in an episode.
When Sydney found her down there in that basement about to set that building, I was like, run, Sydney! Don't let her get you. Big Kimberly don't play.
This fool said Big Kimberly? No.
She was like 7 feet tall over her. She just yanked her down them stairs.
Jillian?
Kimberly.
Number two is Judith Light and Josh Duhamel. I mean, what can we say about Judith? Judith is a hustler, though. She on Ugly Betty. I know she getting a chunky check for Who's the Boss rerun. She doing the Law and Orders. And shoot. Again, One Life, I'm serious. Go out and reach out and touch her. Come on now. And Josh Duhamel. Oh, that was my Leo. Oh my god. Forget that whole Greenlee and what that fool name is. Oh lord, I got the itis. Brian. Greenlee and Leo were the business. Oh. Bet you now some people would like for him to come back, but he's probably like, the hell you say?
Probably. I think that's an affirmative.
So who's writing the show? I bet you when Chuck Pratt was there. So who's writing the show? Oh, he's great. He's rad. Who's writing the show? He's awesome. Who's writing the damn show? Chuck Pratt. Oh, hell no. Lose my number, folks.
Shoot. He's like, I'll do Transformers 7 before I do that.
Okay.
Jamie, number two.
My number two. Well, one has been mentioned. I have my first tie of the list. I'm going to mention the other one first. Her name is Kelly Ripa. K-Rip, for those of y'all who don't know.
Pippa.
She is my halo. I will never forget. She got me hooked on All My Children. I tuned in for her first week on the show, not even really realizing it. But I've told this story before. That was the same week Young and the Restless had Victor falling out of a heart attack or something. And he laid on that floor.
Flopping like a fish.
17 weeks. Nah. But the pacing at Bill Bell, and Lord, I missed that pacing. I would so never complain about it now, but it was like every beat was going to get played. Now they got the microwave on. Maria got, she put her scripts in the microwave.
Nuke it out.
But Yeah, so I, you know, my little young demographic mind tuned out of Y&R for a minute because I was like, I cannot watch this. It's taking too long. So I tuned in to All My Children, and there was this goth, dark-haired teen that was a smart-mouthed little brat, just like I was at that age, and I fell in love. I was all about me some Haley and Brian Bodine.
Pork so, chop.
Yeah, her Uncle Pork Chop, and then she found out she was the Chandler heiress, and you know, that was my girl. That was my Kelly Ripa. I remember her on Dance Party USA. And, you know, followed her right up through to her guest starring on Live. And will she get to be the host? And I'm just rooting for it. Oh, they got to pick
Me
Kelly.
Too.
They got to pick
Me
Kelly.
Too.
She got it. And then she did Hope and Faith, you know, a soap spoof sitcom. And, you know, love me some K-Rip. So, and she is tied with her homegirl and AMC alum, Miss Sarah Michelle Gellar, who I remember as that baddest bitch, Sydney Rutledge, on Swans Crossing.
Oh, I remember that, yeah.
I have been a fan of her since Swans Crossing, the most awful syndicated teen soap ever, but it was still the shit. Oh, man. Kendall, come on. Kendall, the letter opener, making Erica stab Dimitri, take it from a countess Andrassi. Then going on, I will never forget this. When I read in Entertainment Weekly, this is one of the times when I'm like, I will readily admit I did not know what I was talking about. And I read that they were going to do a television version of the movie, Buffy the Vampire Slayer. And I was like, what?
Well, that's the movie was awful.
Yes. I'm thinking that was so, that is just, it just seemed ridiculous. I was like, my girl done left all my children and this is what they've been to give her. Little did I know.
Oh, so good.
Joss Whedon was going to monopolize damn near a decade of my life by creating the best primetime supernatural soap opera ever in Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
I bet you Christy, what's her name? Christy Swanson is sitting somewhere saying, I was the original Buffy.
Maybe so, but I followed her into the Scream movies, and I Know What You Did Last Summer, and we'll follow her back to TV once her HBO series jumps off. Love me some Sarah Michelle Gellar and Freddie Prinze, too. They're just perfect. Now, you know, when Brad and Jennifer broke up, I had to go in the morning. I'm going to tell y'all right now, if something ever happens, if a tramp with a Nazi tattoo is ever caught near Freddie Prinze,
oh my God.
Hey, shit. You leave him alone, you sluts.
Angelina for life.
That's right.
Angelina for life.
She's torn my marriage. I mean,
and that girl is like dead wood who he was married to, like a plank.
She cannot take something that came willingly.
Oh, every hope of America, you that
excuse. Get it now. Get it now.
Oh, come on. I am with Jamie on this one.
Oh, you don't
think Billy is going to do this. The man went to work and she stole him while he was
there. No, you can't take something that came willingly.
Okay.
And she was the same way she got him.
Whatever. She was bumping salt and pepper. Said, I snatched your man, you dead wood bitch.
Crying every day because she's
no, she is.
Okay. With that Swiss Family Robinson. She
whatever. Shut it up.
Josephine Baker and her rainbow.
No, you did not. You shut your mouth.
Okay, let's get back to the countdown. No, coming in at number two for me is someone who's already
mentioned.
He was on Two Guys, a Girl at a Pizza Place, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Firefly, Dr. Horrible Sing Along, Castle, Desperate Housewives, Nathan
What's
Fillion.
What's the social security number?
Nathan Fillion. Absolutely loved him. And I did see him on soaps, by the way, when he came back for all of two episodes.
Like a drive-by. You didn't see him sweating it up with Dorian?
No, I did, but I did see him while he was on soaps. Big fan of Nathan Fillion. And watching him on Firefly was great. Seeing him on Buffy, all the different shows, absolutely one of my favorite former daytime stars. Mel, number two.
My number two was one of Jamie's number two, and it is Kelly Ripa. Because when I was a little kid watching All My Children with my mama, she used to love her sub Haley, and she's one of the few characters I actually do remember from that show. So I had to pick her. Of course, she's doing Live with Regis and Kelly now, and she comes into people's homes every day. So for all of that, I have to give it up to Miss Kelly Ripa.
Pippa!
K-Rip!
And she came back. And she came back to do an anniversary episode. So,
her performance during that episode.
Yeah. She shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, it was a real bad decision.
Well, at least she's not like some people like Jillian talks about. They're like, I wasn't on that soap opera. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, hell, she can't deny that, but at least she you know, she.
Well,
she
hell, she's been holding the role hostage, allegedly, for the past decade. She better come back.
ABC. Mm-hmm. No, that's ABC's bad. I mean, Amber Tamblyn tried to do that, and you saw what GH did. Farrah Phelps is like,
yeah, we saw, all right. They should have kept it for Amber. They should have put it on layaway, because they... Don't even mention it.
That
ain't no good example.
Oh, see, I tried to cut. I'm sorry, Kelly. I tried to cut.
What's that name? I hope. Is she back at the, where they find her at? Walgreens?
Home Depot.
Well, I hope that somebody needs a new wood trim, because I tell you what.
Reagan, who do you have?
Help me pick out my tiles for my kitchen.
I don't know.
Reagan, who do you have at number one?
Who else? Vanessa Marcel, Brenda herself. I want that girl back on my TV somewhere. I don't care.
I'm pretty sure Bob Guza does too.
Oh, I know Bob Guza.
She's
does.
On it. Watch the Bannon way.
Yeah.
I want her once a week coming in on my TV where I can sit on my couch.
Okay.
Put your laptop in front on the
couch. Tell her.
Put the Bannon way on. I'm telling you, best role she's done since Brenda.
Yeah, the Bannon way is
it
badass.
One of the only roles she's... Well, no, I guess there was Vegas.
No, she did Las Vegas.
She did Vegas at the Hallmark Channel.
I'm the nanny. The nanny comes back. The nanny ate some chocolate.
Yeah, she was...
The nanny meets Gina Francis, because they were like doing tag team movies. Oh, bitch, I'm the GH Lifetime. I mean, no, I'm the GH Hallmark. I'm like, y'all doing Hallmark? Come on now. Come on now.
Jillian? She was a nanny knockoff. Oh, Mr. Shedfield. That's all I was waiting for that.
The oppo, how do you say that? Au pair?
Au pair, yeah.
The French nanny.
Whatever. I don't know.
Jillian, who do you have at number one?
Alec Baldwin. That man, I can watch that man do anything, because he's a phenomenal actor. Phenomenal. Now, I didn't watch him doing the do on Knots Landing, but I keep hearing Jamie talk about his
Joshua! You're not my son anymore!
Oh, he did his thing! I was like, damn! You don't see much of those. They some rare breeds nowadays, boy. He's doing his thing, doing the do. He's funny as hell in 30 Rock. I actually liked him, and even though the movie wasn't all that, I actually liked him, and it's complicated, so there you go.
Jamie?
My number one is not somebody who a lot of people would consider having a lot of mainstream success in prime time, but she is definitely consistent and works it out, and that's Miss Tashina Arnold, who I first saw as Sharla on All My Children. Before that, she was on Ryan's Hope, but I wasn't watching that back then. But she went on to be Pam BDB.
Oh, BDB!
It entertained me for years to the point where I was like, can she be the lead? Like when they first started having those issues with Martin and Tisha Campbell.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is where we have Pam and Martin fall in love. Gina dies in a plane crash. And Pam, you know, that's how I look. Hey, y'all didn't watch what happened? What was that show? Good Times. Back then, sitcoms would kill you.
Yeah. You saw what they did to James Sr.
Yeah, Edith Bunker. I'm like, you know, let Gina die in a plane crash and let Martin and Pam hook up. I love Pam. She was my favorite character on Martin.
Buckshot. And
then everybody hates Chris.
Oh, she's too funny on there.
I'm going to snap you into next week.
bougie black people found their mom, their perfect mom, in Claire Huxtable. Hood black people found their perfect mom on Everybody Hates Chris. Oh my God, Chris's mom kills me. The way she screams at those kids, but you know Rochelle loves her family, and she's just hilarious. I can't wait to see her. I guess another network will have to launch that needs the black audience.
I know.
So we can get her back on a sitcom, and then they'll
be... Hi, Fox, you bastards. Hi,
CW. Yeah, it's like she helps launch networks over and over again to get the boot. But Tashina Arnold is my number one. My number one initially was David Hasselhoff, because I think he's probably been the biggest success story, you know, with Snapper Foster and then going on to all the things that Luke so lovingly mentioned. So I don't feel like I have to go. So I switched at the end. I'm like, okay, let me rep a Tashina. So.
Okay, coming in at number one for me is Calista Flockhart. Loved her on Ally McBeal. Loved her, loved her, loved her. She is a great actress. She had amazing chemistry with Robert Downey Jr. on that show in the final seasons. And then Brothers and Sisters, when I found out she was going to be on Brothers and Sisters, I knew I was going to be watching it, if not just for her. And then they brought Rob Lowe on, and she had amazing chemistry with Rob Lowe. And Jamie had just suggested getting John Stamos on that show, and it would be perfect. And Calista Flockhart, number one. Okay. Mel?
My number one is probably going to get me some heat, but I got to explain. My number one is Eva Longoria, Crazy Isabella from The Young and the Restless, because she is the one character on my list that I watched from start to finish. And I was like probably 12 or 13 when she was on. And
oh,
Isabella,
Lord,
I know, right?
That wasn't Isabella, that many years ago. It was what, well, 6 years ago?
Yeah, she was. I just remember watching her.
Look,
yeah.
She ain't that girl. Melody ain't 18.
I don't know. Because, well, the reason I say that is because, like, I was watching. I just started watching when she was on the show, and well, I haven't watched.
Wasn't she on like what? 02?
She was on in 2003.
Yeah, so I was like 13. Ago. Yeah, I was like 14.
Oh, okay.
That's right. Don't worry about it, Luke. I know. It's ways. Yeah.
Well, I was right practically 6 years ago.
Yeah.
Seven.
I've never
2003. No. Hush.
She's one character on my list that I've watched from start to finish, and I was like, you know, 12 or 13 or so when she was on, and Isabella used to be where it was at because she was always messing with my cricket and we couldn't have that.
Your
and then
cricket.
I like it.
Oh no, Mel.
Oh, I love cricket too. Skills. She's like my daytime Donna Martin. You couldn't help but love her even though she was
exactly.
lame.
Jamie, I'm going to ask you this question. Would those two characters be considered white cricket and Latino cricket?
Oh yeah, pretty much, because she didn't have no Latino flavor. She had about as much Latino flavor as fill in the blank has. As
I wasn't gonna say the name. I'm gonna say it. Whatever. Twitter.com/JillianBo. You know.
So now she's totally like, but she is made up for that on Desperate Housewives.
Oh, both
so
definitely yeah. love her
maybe,
out there.
Maybe Crystal Khalil will go to prime time and kill too. You never know.
Cue the laugh track.
I'd love to find out. I would love to find out. I'd love to find out, Maria Rita Bell. I'd love it.
But, of course, Eva went on to do Desperate Housewives and just completely blew up. And to this day, I still call her Crazy Isabella as I'm watching Desperate Housewives and people look at me like I'm funny. And then I have to explain. So... there you go.
Girl, whatever. I got you on that. Got you.
She's crazy as Bella.
Oh, the same. I feel you, Mel. When I was at the movies seeing Anne Hesh in that Denzel Washington movie, and I was screaming, Biggie Hudson, you help him!
What movie was that when she did Denzel?
And the people I went with. She did John was, Q, and she wouldn't let
yeah.
him.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay,
like,
I got
you. Stop that, Biggie Hudson! People are like, why are you calling her that? Like,
slapping your thigh, too.
And then they don't want to believe you that she was on myself. I'm like, look it up! YouTube!
Well, on that note, we would encourage you to comment on this episode at daytimeconfidential.com. Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/DCConfidential, or add us as a friend on Facebook.
And watch our web soap, Sexy Desires.
Okay. That combined with our View Talk Show. We thank you for listening. Until next time, so long.
Chappelle, Tina Sloan.
Say goodbye to Sherry Kerr.